And we're back.
The three best words in broadcasting.
That's right.
That's right. According to Stephen Ward. Stephen Ward.
We love you, buddy.
Black and a Half is back.
That's right.
Episode number 54. Black and a Half. I'm Silas Lindenstein.
I'm Manny Martin.
And this is Black and a Half, where we weekly we sit around and talk about some nerdy stuff. We talk about current events.
Talk about amazing stuff.
With that, you know, from that black perspective,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah.
We wake you up.
A little bit of mixed perspective, I guess.
Mixed perspective. Yeah. See, both sides, we play devil's advocate.
Yeah. Racism. There we go.
Like, is it bad?
No. Hey, Bill Rhodes.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Does it still exist? So this is episode 54. And our we have a good friend, returning guest, Samantha Rund. She's here.
Our favorite.
Yeah, she's our favorite this episode. pretty good. She's returning. We didn't really talk about it this episode, but she's back here from she got back from
La La Land.
Pennsylvania.
Oh, I thought she was in La La Land.
She did. She went there after she played Lady Macbeth.
Ooh, yeah. That's right. Yeah. You may have heard that on previous episodes.
Yes, we were talking about that. So this episode, we talk about
Netflix.
Talk about some Netflix shows.
Talk about Luke Cage.
The demise of Luke Cage
and Iron Fist.
Yeah. This is this episode we just recorded this. Like, you know, sometimes you know we record way ahead of time. We just recorded this, so we talk about the lottery tonight.
Yeah.
Tonight, Tuesday night.
Yeah, it'll be billion, like 1.3. It was 1.6. I'm sure it'll
be. It was 1.6 when we recorded. We think.
I'm estimating it'll be 1.8.
Okay.
What do you think? 1.7?
We got a full Sunday, and I think we might get up to 1.9.
Ooh, can you imagine a $2 billion lottery?
Motherfucker.
Ooh,
yeah.
God,
so
we're
very excited about Lotto.
But we're also scared.
We didn't talk about the topic that I was going to talk about the Lotto, how I was pissed off at people shitting on dreams.
Oh, fuck those
That was
people.
My big thing. Like. People say things like, well, okay, people who are like, what? They act better than you because they don't play.
That's
like,
right.
Oh, because you have just as good of a chance of not winning. My chances of winning are the same as your chances of winning, and I didn't even play. Ha ha ha. Like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Let me be happy. I have like 3 days that I'm going to be happy dreaming about what I would do
with
$1 billion.
I have a 1 in 200 million chance don't have shit.
That's right.
Yeah.
So. Like, don't. There's no reason to poop on someone else being happy about it.
Yeah.
Especially if you're a stand-up comic pursuing comedy.
Oh, my God.
And you're criticizing other people's odds.
Is that who was doing it?
Well, there's some. That's one.
Yeah. But just people in general.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't be assholes. Don't shit on people's dreams. No matter what people are
doing. It's only the last 2 days, and then I'm going to be depressed that I spent money on lotto tickets.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
unless we win.
I'm already stressed out, too. I'm already stressed out about winning.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah.
I mean, if you were to win something small, like, I don't think people would really care too much.
But I'm very stressed just at the idea of winning.
Yeah.
Like, I got a lot to do. I'm already planning.
$2 billion would be ridiculous.
Yeah, what I'm going to do with my $1 billion.
Yeah.
Stressed. This is a lot of stress.
Hopefully, we don't have
it's
to split it.
It's a stressful dream.
Hopefully, we don't have to split it with anybody.
That's right. talking about the lotto. We talked about Manny's absence.
Yeah, about my dad and his passing. But
yeah, we did get into that later on. It's the dramatic section
it
of
really
the
is.
Show. but we do touch on that.
Yeah.
It's the elephant in the room.
It really
it's the
is.
The black elephant in the room.
The black elephant that has
with gray feet.
He had a huge penis. That's what women
all
say.
Right.
I don't know.
Hey.
I didn't need to know
that. Yeah, you didn't.
Whatever.
That was a very awkward eulogy.
Somebody
he was a good man with a giant penis.
Yeah, seriously. Somebody asked me, like, because we have ashes. I'm like, I got the testicle part of his ashes.
You split it up?
Yeah, we split it up.
Did you ask the guy, what part is
what
this?
What part is this? Is this dick?
Is this a dick? Don't be giving that to someone else.
Sprinkle it. Make a little dick tree.
So. Okay. And we talk about Halloween.
Yeah, we talk about Halloween.
Costumes. And so
also if you're listening to this check out our review on Halloween 2018
dropping this Thursday is going to be the first ever sort of spinoff show of Black and a Half called Black and a Half Reviews. And we do a review of Halloween, the movie.
Yeah, 2018.
Not the event.
Yeah.
Not the holiday. We don't review the holiday, which could be fun, though.
That could
actually.
Be.
That
we
could
should
be
do
fun.
That.
We should do that in the future. But we're reviewing the movie Halloween starring Jamie Lee Curtis and other people we don't care about.
Yeah.
who cares, really? Nobody did.
Yeah.
Actually, there's one actress in it that I see in a lot of movies as the wife.
Oh, yeah,
she's
yeah.
The quirky, she's in everything. She was the quirky wife.
What else was she? She was in a ton of stuff.
She was in...
Oh, that's going to bug me.
You'll
know if you see it.
Is that a Netflix show? There's a recent movie about... Okay, actually, I don't know if it's a movie or a show, but it's about some spoiled... Oh, there's a show called Easy on Netflix.
Oh, okay, okay.
It's this anthology of short stories.
Hmm.
Like they have two seasons of it. She's in one of them. That's where it was. So it was a series, but it was like basically a...
She's in a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
You'll recognize her if you see her.
Got to look up her name. If I was professional, I would have, but I'm not.
he gave
but,
yeah. a shit.
But check out our review show. It's full of spoilers, so if you don't want spoilers, don't listen to it. But if you want to hear our opinions on Halloween,
yeah,
the movie, check it out.
Definitely.
But this episode, number 54, is brought to you by appropriation. stealing black people's culture since 1724. so please pick up your Black Panther costume, white yes, kids.
There you go. Okay.
Big
thank you to Skyline Property.
Thank you to this show is sponsored by Silas Lindenstein and Skyline Properties for your... If you're interested in buying or selling a residential house, like I mean, it's no other kind of house, I guess. Yeah. A residential property, please check out SilasGetsReal.com. And that is how I'm writing off everything. Okay. also brought to you by an IRS audit. what you got coming up, Manny? Big shows in the parlor?
I think just some corporate stuff. But
corporate?
Yeah.
Oh, so, hey, if you are an overpaid corporate executive, you might see Manny Martin at the parlor soon.
Or if you're an overpaid corporate exec and you are looking to book two comics, Black and a Half is always available for, for shows.
I would love to come and do comedy for 1 to 200 disinterested people.
Yes.
While you drink and
not pay attention to me.
And go after the as you create a few Me Too seminars at your local corporation, we can be there performing comedy.
We can be. We can be witnesses
to attend the lawsuit.
Yeah.
So check that out. And of course go to iTunes and subscribe, like, share, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And also if you want to request a newsletter.
What?
Your newsletter. Yeah, no.
That's for friends.
All right. Well, I mean,
it's for close people.
If you're listening to this, you're probably a friend.
Come subscribe. You can go to Silas Gets Real. You don't have to keep pumping my shit. I don't have to keep pumping my crap. It's fine. I mean, it's good. Seriously, I need money. Samantha, anything coming up on your calendar?
Yeah, I have a show tomorrow night Mount Vernon.
Okay, this is coming out on Tuesday.
Oh, whoops. So I do not.
You
never
do not
mind.
Have a show coming up.
Okay. I might by the time it's next Tuesday. We'll
yeah,
see.
That's true.
We'll see.
But just follow her online.
Yeah,
know,
follow.
See what she's got.
Check out Samantha Rund.
Check out my Instagram.
One of my favorites in Seattle right now. Because she's black.
so wrong.
They're
so
right.
Wrong,
but so right. So... Black and a Half podcast episode number 54. Samantha Rund returns.
Stand by to receive our transmission. Stand by to receive our transmission.
There we go.
Slightly resembling the English language.
Did you play the lotto?
I didn't play the lotto. So is that what I need to go do today? Is it big
you
right
didn't?
Now?
Oh. You didn't play it. Wait, you
so
didn't
it
hear
was...
everyone talking about it?
No.
It's yesterday it was
1 billion.
It was 1.2, wasn't it?
One billion exactly.
That's what it got to?
Yeah, it got
I think
to
this
1 billion.
Ran out of numbers.
Wait, is there
no.
still
no.
time?
No, it went to 1.2. No, it played last night. Nobody won it.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
Wait, okay. So we can play again.
It's at 1.6 the day this is airing today, Tuesday.
Uh-huh. Well, it might be more by the time. It should be like 1.8, I'm guessing, or 1.7 billion. Which, what do we say? It was going to come out to like actually 1 billion cash option.
It's going to be insane. Like, we don't know what it is.
You'll need a bodyguard.
The time you're reading this, we don't know what it is.
It'll be like Whitney Houston, Kevin Costner type shit.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. It's going to be.
I'm glad that you didn't say Whitney Bobby.
No.
That's always too soon, but I was just like, yikes.
Well, we were talking, like, I do feel like there's a level of money that you win that it's not, like, it's too much.
Yeah.
It's
almost not worth it.
Well,
I don't know.
I would still like to win it.
Yeah.
Because.
Would you rather the stress of getting, like, worried about getting kidnapped versus the stress of not being able to pay your rent?
Or let's see the stress of both being a black woman in America.
That's right.
It's like an all-time stress. At least this time you got some money.
Exactly. Yeah. Very true.
More people would come looking for you.
But that's the thing. So where would you go? Would you move to an island? Would you move to LA into a rich people's community? Or
well,
would you move to Mercer Island?
I don't know. I have a kid, and unless I'm going to pay for my, and I had a principal. Like, yeah, what? I could give my ex, like, you win that much money. Just I was figuring mutual funds alone, you could make $70 million a year, right?
Just on interest.
So
I'm going to leave right now and go get some tickets.
Damn so, right. You pull out that black side of your family. You get that ticket. Right. That's what black people do. We get lotto tickets.
That's right.
I was thinking like I could give her like $3 million a year because I'm like, look, we need to move to this island because we can't. You know, can't stay around here anymore. And I got to buy you a house and stuff because my daughter's at your house. And
does Bill Gates' kids have like security?
They got it, right?
I would think so. I don't know.
People don't extort Bill Gates. Do they only extort lotto winners?
Probably. Yeah. Because they think we're stupid.
Probably.
You know what I mean?
This dude won the lottery. We got to go after
him.
Well,
you heard what happened. Like, there was somebody in like the down south who won like a scratch ticket and like they killed him in front of his family and like took the ticket and shit. So
that's
he was like, and he was asking, he was like, just take the ticket, don't kill me.
That's so terrible.
People get dirty.
Somebody kidnapped and someone's kid got kidnapped because of it.
Just,
you read the worst lotto stories. And
yeah,
well,
so
maybe,
that's why I'm like,
okay,
yeah.
When you think about it like that, because I was feeling like, what if you just had some plan in place where. Why do they have to tell your identity?
Because,
like, ideally, I'd win the lotto. Nobody would know. I would start a charity. I'd buy some property.
There you go.
You know what I mean?
It's so that lottery commissioners are not stealing the money.
Yeah, they want to make sure that they're not.
Well,
sure.
That's
why they do. They want the, transparency.
For the people. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's funny is, though, like, how much money I spent on lotto tickets for this.
We could have bought video
versus,
games.
Well... But how come when the lottery, you know,
what
I
you
get
spend,
two for one,
spend $1,000
lotto, these cost $2 each.
Yeah, yeah.
Regular lotto, you spend $1, you get two picks, right?
But it's only like $4 million.
Not I know,
that that's like,
the stupid part.
Chump change.
We're trying, the odds of hitting Mega Millions is so much bigger than hitting the regular lotto. Mm-hmm. Makes it seems like, oh, that's great odds. If you put $40 toward the lotto regular, you get 80 numbers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, yeah, you're right, because it's like it's 50,
you get two
or
for
you get two for a dollar. That's right,
yeah.
So,
but Mega Millions, you're like, no, $40, you get 20 picks.
Fuck.
So I'm like, investment-wise, it's better to go for the regular lotto, even though you don't win as much.
Right, that's a good point. But at the same time, you still want the opportunity to
or
win.
Or hit five.
Yeah.
Well,
you get 100,000 or some shit.
Wow.
But it's so crazy to think.
Lotto.
I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't know if I'd want the stress of being a billionaire, because you probably become an instant celebrity, but then you got to worry about your family, right?
Yeah.
Extended
I literally would. I mean, one of the first things would be okay, security. We need to find some security while we're, you know, interview really well. They're gonna get like 100,000 each. You know, we'll probably have like one for me, one for my ex.
Right.
You know, one for.
But here's the thing.
Wife.
Here's the thing I find interesting. So probably 2 years ago, it was 1.5 billion. Three different people won.
Yeah.
You never heard anything happen to them.
Yeah, or they disappeared.
Or they disappeared. I mean.
Well, if they could be in some states that don't.
But there was a few people who came out and were like, yeah, we won this. And
yeah.
But, I mean, you just kind of. I think it's different because we're in entertainment. So you're always like.
Thinking about that?
Well, you're always thinking about it and you're always
kind
of exposed.
Out also, like, yeah, what was their name? If their name was like Stephen Lee.
Mm-hmm.
When well, name's Silas Lindenstein,
so that's
even Manny Martin. How many are there?
But here's the thing I was thinking. You have somebody claim it like under, like, or just change somebody's name in the family and just be like, look, bitch, you're going to claim this. Hey, you're going to be John Smith now.
Trust him.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But I mean, like,
yeah,
if Crystal Witness changed her name to John Smith.
For lottery winners.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, there has to be, yeah.
But then there's part of me that wants to, like, oh, I want them to know.
Yeah, so just to be like. Them off.
Like, is that crazy or did he win the lottery?
Yeah, seriously.
He's going nuts on it.
Yeah, he is walking around with no pants,
sounds like
no
a new
underwear.
New game show right there.
That'd be awesome.
Are they crazy or did they win the lotto?
What would be the first thing you'd buy?
Are they from Florida?
First thing you'd buy for yourself other than
helping
people.
Oh, man, the
people.
First thing I'd buy is I would buy my freedom from my freaking student loans.
There you
so
go.
Oh, do.
My God. Tell me about that
I'd
shit.
Do that.
How sad is
I don't even loan? Have student loans, but now I do because of my wife. You know what I mean? Like,
how sad are student loans when people dream of winning the lotto to pay them off?
It's so sad.
Have you seen this game show on TV that's called Pay Off My Student Loans?
Wait, no. What?
It's like a game
is
show.
That
so
real?
Yeah, it's trivia, and one person gets their student loans paid off at the end of the show. The other two got to go home. So it's like,
this is real.
It's a real
it
show.
Sounds like an SNL sketch.
It sounds
it really
like it.
Does.
Yeah.
How
but
sad.
They just started it. It's I think it's on True TV. I'll have to check it out.
I'm a well. So
yeah, what would
is
you
the
buy?
Trivia? Is the trivia question though? In your degree?
No, oh. No. So there's three
that would be
different.
So sad if it was in your degree and you didn't even know any of the
right.
answers.
Well,
it was like, what a waste, a waste upon a waste, an embarrassment.
Yeah. So I mean, it was dumb questions like who had the Emancipation Proclamation or whatever, you know, kind of questions like that. And like, is it either this person or that person? So easy trivia. Didn't seem like it was too much.
But some people weren't getting it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's also a statement on our education
exactly.
system, too, right? That
yeah.
They don't know the answer to these questions.
Right.
Though they owe $80,000 in student mm-hmm. loans.
Oh, man. You know, okay, so I've been applying for jobs since I'm back in town, like you
right.
guys heard pre-podcast. And I did get an email from a company that was interested in me, and I noticed a typo. And it made me like, I don't think I want to work for them. Can I trust these people?
They can't even pick up this shit.
Yeah,
right?
I was like, they use this word incorrectly.
Ooh, that is.
I had
yeah.
a real estate agent reply to one of my emails and said, you're awesome. And she didn't use the wrong your.
Oh.
And I'm like, I so tempted wanted to reply to her back. I'm like, I might need something to her.
Well, like,
oh, and I'm like, I'm watching all your documents. Cause you can't
right?
Do
I
that
mean,
right?
when, and, you know, not to sound like a hypocrite, but when I'm on text messaging mm-hmm. or on Facebook or something like that, I definitely make typos all of the time just
yeah,
because
yeah.
of auto incorrect is
exactly.
more like it, you know? But if it's something work related.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
going to read that over, make sure there aren't any mistakes.
Yeah. No, I hear you. Ugh. So, Silas, what would be the first thing you bought?
I mean, I'd probably walk down and buy a Tesla.
Me too. That would be.
I want to go get one.
Yeah.
Also, I was thinking about this. I'd like to go buy every house I've ever lived in.
Oh, that would actually be cool.
Just kick out the families.
Yeah.
Out! This is mine!
No. If it was rented, depends who they are. I'd interview them.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Like, you deserve to live here. Totally. But I just thought it might be a neat thing to go.
I was actually thinking.
Like, and get my journey, my yeah. life journey, and go
actually,
back. Where did I used to live?
That's really cool.
And I was
cool.
like, well, what do I? I lived in that apartment complex. So
right.
I try to buy that? I'm like,
oh,
well, maybe.
Seriously.
Like, yeah, here's an obscene amount of money for this. Like, what? Okay.
Pretty crazy to think. Yeah, I was actually thinking.
My life. Well, that way, when they build, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The murals to me and everything like about me, like when people want to know everything about Silas, they could do the tour.
It is Han Solo
yeah.
jacket in front of the fucking lawn. You ever done that? You ever go on Zillow and look at the old houses that you grew up on, like if they're actually up for sale?
I never thought of that.
Yeah, I did mine, and my childhood house looks completely different. They bought, like, they took out trees,
oh,
they
wow.
painted a different color, they added on like pieces to the
I'd
house.
Have to try to ask my dad what. I know there's a street in Brea, Laurel Street.
Yeah.
But it's a long-ass street.
Oh,
and
shit.
So I don't know where it
It's interesting because I remember it differently. And,
yeah.
like, just going up the street, even on Google Maps, I was like, wait a minute, it should be here. And then I, like, looked on the other side of the street. I was like, oh, there it is. So, but it took a while to, like, go zoom up
yeah.
the street. But it was cool. It was kind of nice to see.
I remember going back to that Laurel Street address, like, 5 years
mm-hmm.
after we had moved, and we were like,
how old were you?
It was, well, I'm trying to think because I think we were in Northern. I had to be in high school, and
okay.
we went back to go see what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Lived there, so I think it had been like 10 years.
Yeah,
and there was just some Mexican family living there that couldn't speak English,
right?
And we're like, can we come and look in your house?
Oh my gosh!
And they're like, we lived here, and like kind of they're like, oh, and they kind of let us in.
Yeah, yeah.
And you just like kind of looked around.
Wow, that's cool. Nice.
Thank you.
Oh, man.
I think my mom, I remember my mom, they talked about going back to the house I was born in.
Oh, okay.
I was born at home.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Bathtub?
Did you have a doula?
They did. I had a doula, midwife.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And a doctor there.
No shit.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Man.
Great hippie parents.
Yeah, seriously.
Wow.
No, fuck the hospitals.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck the man. The man in their hospitals.
So funny.
Yeah,
my dad took us to, he took me trick-or-treating once. And I remember he took me to the to our house, but I was like 9 and it was, or maybe like 10, and it was right after we like moved out. And I just broke down and started crying. I mean, you take a kid to a place he can't go in anymore. You know what I mean? That shit's kind of like too soon, right? So
wait, how long after you moved there?
Maybe like 2 years. And so it like, you know, it kind of
so
really
you remembered it.
I remembered it. Yeah, yeah. But you know, you couldn't go in. So
yeah.
My dad always did goofy shit like that. And so
that's weird.
Yeah.
Do you remember what you went as for Halloween?
I was a ninja that Halloween. Oh. Yeah. And I just remember like this kid was like, "Hey Manny," and I was like, "How the fuck does he know that I'm like I'm covered up? I'm ninja status." And then I was like, "Oh, my dad's with me, so that's probably why he recognized me." So
the only black kid.
Mm-hmm.
Dressed in all black as a ninja too.
Yep, dressed in all black, man. I was gangster.
You don't even need a costume.
Did you see online there's like, I don't know if I should say controversy or whatnot, but people are wondering if it's okay to let their white children be dressed as Black Panther for Halloween. Have you seen that going around?
I brought that up online.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, you got a bunch of people angry and some people understanding. It's
as long as you don't go blackface, why not? Right?
My Halloween costume is ruined then. No, it's terrible.
I think blackface is the line.
Yeah, I think blackface
is absolutely horrible. Yeah. But yeah, like Black Panther, that's...
Yep.
It seems like... I feel like I would be happy for more children to be dressed up.
Yeah,
Panther.
I mean, there's part... But there's part of me that's... maybe it's the revenge part of me.
Yeah.
But it's like... Dude, we had so long we couldn't dress as, like, there was nothing. We had no.
You had to be Black Superman.
Just let us have. Can we have it for a year?
Yeah.
That's what it is. There should be, like, a 2-year hold on white people.
I see what you're saying.
White people get a 2-year hold. then it's open for the public. Right?
Yeah. Well, I feel like I guess I feel like I should be able to, like, I should have been able to dress like Elsa.
Oh,
I'm a little bit old for that now, but I'll.
You can dress as Elsa.
So well,
we didn't have a choice.
No, I think this year I'm going to dress as Wendy. I'm actually going to.
I told you, like, what happened.
Because you have Tiana, otherwise. That's it.
Right.
I told you what happened to my niece, right, when she dressed like Elsa. Like, she's mixed, too. And so everybody thought she was Beyonce because she had a blue dress, blonde wig and shit. And she was like, fuck this.
That's hilarious.
So, I think blackface is the line for me.
Yeah.
Right.
Totally.
But
whiteface is okay.
The thing is, like...
Yeah, whiteface is different.
My daughter, she asked 1 year she was going to dress up and she wanted to darken her skin for it.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like... No, no. Yeah. She's like, I was like, because it's a thing. I was explaining
right.
Like white people used to put black.
Right.
She's like, but I'm black. I'm like,
yeah.
But you're not that black that people won't know that you're. They may not know, and they'll just think you're being like rude, offensive. So we have to be a little careful in that realm.
That brings up a good point. So like my nephew. He's very animated. He's in like drama and all this other stuff. Does accents great, but I've had to stop him from doing like Indian accents. I'm like, man, that's just offensive. You know what I mean? He was like, but I do it really well. I was like, doesn't matter.
But
what is
he trying to do it though?
He's like just
for comedy or for?
He's just at home and he's doing it. And I don't want him to go out in the streets and like just insult like Indian people. You think about Apu? Like I was watching that Hari Kondabolu shit.
Oh I haven't seen that.
I saw a little bit of it, but it is. It's offensive. You know what I mean? And it's like I feel like if you're black, you can get away with an African accent.
Yeah.
You could do any white accent. You could do English. You could do Irish.
And you're going to sit here and tell me, though, that the Indian accent isn't funny though, sometimes.
It's funny, but it, you shouldn't.
Especially because of Apu.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
right.
Well, I guess it's like the judgment on it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, because I guess the question, it's.
Are you going to walk around?
If you watch, like, I mean, if you're watching Saturday Night Live or you're watching some sketches where, like, they're supposed to have accents, but then are you doing it to be offensive or because it's beautiful? Okay. I did when I was. We'll talk about me now. No, when I, it just reminds me, we did a dialect project back when I was doing grad school out here. And I interviewed this woman from Mumbai.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was my dialect project was India.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Indian accent. And, like, I It was beautiful. Like
it really is.
I still would like to go do, but yeah, it's, yeah. It's that thing too where you got to be like.
It's not offensive. It's study.
Well, you got to be careful if you're just.
Right.
I just feel
especially because you're gonna get you could get cast.
As Indian. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, totally. Yeah. So I mean, if
people would be mad,
people would be pissed.
People are mad about
what she gets to play Jasmine in Aladdin. What the fuck? So.
Finally.
Right? Did you guys see the trailer for it? The new one?
No.
Live action? You're not going to go see it?
No, I don't know. Really uninterested.
Will Smith is the genie?
Is
he?
Yeah. I am very curious about that.
Yeah. Everything.
Really, does he have to be? I don't know.
It's hard to imagine.
It's hard to, like, follow.
Imagine anybody other than Robin Williams.
That's hard, man. Yeah.
But also.
But it was animated.
It's a little step and fetch. I don't know. Yeah. I don't want a black person doing that role. The slave.
That's a good point.
But, well, I guess I never really thought of the genie that way in Aladdin.
No.
He didn't seem very slavey.
No. He's a slave.
But he didn't seem like
follow
it.
Your command.
But he did. Well, okay. I'm remembering Robin Williams' genie. And he seemed.
Well, isn't it funny to
I don't know. It's just.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we live in such a politically correct like society Shazam. Now that when you look back at it, like. Do you remember when Robin Williams was like, oh, before we start, there's a few quid pro quos. And he's like doing his like Asian accent and everything. And I'm like, oh, shit.
You know, he did all these.
He did everything, accents. You know. Yeah. But I mean, you just look at it and it's like, I mean, that's what the thing with my nephew. I was like, don't do an Asian accent. If you're studying and you're going to act or something. But it's like, when is he ever going to get cast as an Asian person?
Okay, comedically, here's the interesting thing I find. I think there's something in American Western culture. Now, maybe it's based on racism. I don't know. But I think there is the cadence of the Indian accent fits with the cadence of the comedy that we enjoy.
Mm.
I think that rhythmically, it kind of has this. It's
because everything starts with a D.
Like there's a comic cadence that in the United States we have.
Oh, this makes me so uncomfortable.
But it does. I think if you're studying voice and you're studying like what we find funny in America, and it is very American. It's just like music. Like it's a melody. Like every country has a melody to their speech. Every country. The Japanese have their own, but which is also why the music sounds very different.
Oh.
You can like look at the way the music sounds. Arab nations, the music from there. Then listen to how they speak.
Yeah, that's a good
point. Listen to Japanese and listen to that. Mm-hmm. Japanese acting is completely different, you know? I mean,
yeah.
And it's not offensive to look at each culture and see how their voice created their music.
Did you guys ever see the...
Or how the language created the music.
Did you guys ever see the Indian Thriller video?
What?
Where it's like an Indian dude who's doing Thriller.
The whole thing?
The whole thing. And it goes, girly, man. And he's like, shit is... You got to see it. We'll put it on the we'll put it on the website. But it's the best.
Especially
It exists. It's amazing.
Is it a parody? Or is it like...
I think that they were trying to... Bollywood was trying to be like, yo, we're about to hit it harder than Thriller. And they just went ham. So it was fucking hilarious. You having a heart attack?
No. Yeah, okay. I should. I got a Fitbit.
No,
I should have a heart attack.
Yeah.
Well,
you know what we should create? We should create Fatbit. And just
fat
like
bit
yeah,
for fat people,
just for fat people, and then like we'll just make billions, and we'll be like, "This is how you get down."
Wait, is it to help you get fat?
No, it's to help you like get fit.
Yeah, then
fat.
It'd be like the most effective product ever. That's what a Fitbit Thank is. You, Fatbit.
That's the thing. We just take we change
is
the
it just
name.
Like, does it yell at you?
Yeah, it's like don't eat that
fat ass. Out of
Get out of here, the run, motherfucker. I don't know. Be a black
like thing. The black echo, but the black bit. You need the black bit.
The black Amazon Echo.
Get your
what,
ass
motherfucker?
Up.
Turn off the lights. You do that shit.
I don't. They canceled Luke Cage.
Yeah, and Netflix. Iron Fist. I heard was shit. I never watched it.
I only watched
a little bit of Luke Cage, but it got. I only watched it up to the very beginning where it was still shitty. And his fighting looked like bullshit. And he's like, who? And his afro looked fake.
Oh.
And I was like, ugh, is this?
I also never watched
it. Yeah.
I really liked that one guy in it. I forget his name. Isn't that terrible?
That one guy.
The main character? Or?
No. I mean, Luke Cage is, yeah, he's yeah, cool. Yeah. But no, it's the other guy who is the
villain.
The villain.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's in everything.
He's so great.
He's in that new movie about the pianist who had the Italian driver.
Oh,
that looks super good. I think it's gonna. Yeah. I think it's gonna win awards.
It's like Driving Miss Daisy, but
yeah, yeah. But the Italian guy's driving. Yeah. The black guy, and they're like eating fried chicken and just like throwing the shit out the window. Yeah,
is it like moving on up, playing in the background?
Yeah, like you got to see the preview. It was good. I'll show you after this.
Awesome.
Oh, man, but yeah, it's so interesting. They're canceling all these. Well, the Marvel TV universe isn't really as good as the cinematic. I mean, Jessica Jones got renewed for another season. I've never watched that.
Me neither. I feel so.
I've seen it.
Is it any good?
Yeah, it was. It was good, but I just don't care.
Yeah.
No offense, but it's just, I just didn't care about the characters enough.
You.
Well, let
me ask you this: do you watch the movie universe? Like, do you watch any of those?
I used to watch them all the time.
Okay, so
all the time.
There is a element that it's getting a bit large.
There's so many of them.
That's true.
Like, I'm like, it's a lot. It's a lot to keep up with. I'm actually kind of glad that we've had this big break as they're waiting to conclude.
Yeah.
Like, oh, good. I can rest.
Well, so I was reading.
Don't have to keep up on it.
I mean, do you think Robert Downey Jr. is done after this?
He is. Oh, okay. Yeah.
With everything?
Man. No, just with Iron Man. In general. And then the same thing with Captain America.
Yeah.
He's making $50 million a year.
Hopefully they kill him.
I think they'll bring him back at some point.
I don't know.
Maybe later.
Maybe he'll just win the lottery. And
there you go.
In the comics, they move on to other people.
That's true.
Just take up the role.
Yeah, take up the mantle.
Captain America is supposed to have died.
Yeah, already. Then Falcon takes up the new Captain America, right?
Winter Soldier.
Winter Soldier, oh, okay.
Yeah, he becomes.
And then Shuri, right, becomes the new Iron Man.
Shuri?
What's her name? The Black Panther's sister.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. I think in the comic book, she became the new Iron Man.
That's awesome.
On which Earth?
I don't know.
It's a lot of Earths.
Yeah, seriously. Mm. DC does the better TV universe, I think, but they.
Absolutely.
But I don't know. I haven't seen this new Titans thing. Have you seen?
Titans?
The one where it's like Robin's like, fuck Batman. Like,
oh, yeah.
It's a little dark. Mm. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah. We'll see. But they have like a subscription to DC, and I'm like, you got to prove to me that that's worth. There's a new subscription to buy. There's an app that you got to buy in order to watch all these shows.
There's
all
this
new
content.
That. Yeah. So
it's an app to buy. To buy what?
To buy all of DC's content.
What's your favorite DC show? Like a TV?
Flash was good until season 4, and then it really just kind of like, I was like, get the fuck out of here.
Did you watch? I just started watching it.
My daughter.
Yeah, the first three seasons are amazing.
Yeah, it's.
I couldn't follow season 4. I was like, this is stupid.
Which one was that?
The one with the guy who was sitting in the chair with the brain stuff. I don't know.
Oh, it pays better. Off.
It pays off. Okay.
Like, I mean,
no
it all,
spoilers.
When you finally.
Yeah, spoiler alert.
Right. When it finally. Everything makes sense eventually.
Right.
But it had to. Like, there's things that had to happen.
Right.
In order for it to get. And you go like, oh. But I think if they had started with. Eventually they get into his origin.
Right.
If they'd started with his origin, you would have been bored as fuck.
Oh, okay. I think
you need to see him attacking.
Well, there's also what else? Arrow. I don't really watch Arrow, but they brought Superman into the Supergirl universe.
Yeah.
And then they're supposed to have Batwoman. So
I wanna watch Legends of Tomorrow, but there's just too many shows.
Yeah.
There's
too
a lot
many characters.
Of shows.
Seriously. I don't know. I'd rather wait for Stranger Things.
I've been doing a lot of Netflix.
Have you?
Yeah,
what's your
Actually, one I just watched isn't a Netflix original, but I found it on there. It was from True TV, but it's called I'm Sorry.
Hmm.
Fucking hilarious.
What's
it
about?
Really?
Dark comedy. It's about a there's a woman, she's a mom, and she's also a comedy writer.
Oh.
And her writing part there's a writing partner that she has. She meets at a cafe.
Mm-hmm.
And she's super inappropriate all the time because she's a comedy writer.
Yeah.
And with everybody, like her husband, with people that she needs. Yeah. And it's just fucking, it's a hilarious show. Her dad's like, you know, about to turn 70.
Oh, okay.
And just got into swinging.
Right.
You know, like, or open marriage. And he's trying to convince her she should have an open marriage.
Right. Because
it's really great.
Yeah.
You know? And she's, she can't deal with that. Trying to get her kid into private school.
Right.
Or her, like, her daughter wasn't, like, there's one episode that goes around her daughter
mm-hmm.
Said she doesn't like this kid because of her dark skin. Oh, and so they're like, oh, shit, we have a racist child. And they're trying to, like, teach her not to be racist. Or like, wait, what do you mean? And then it turned out she was just angry at her because she didn't let her play with her once.
Oh, okay.
And then she just picked a reason to not like her.
Oh, was, Jesus.
You know, but, like, she's doing. It's a really funny show. It's on True TV. It's called I'm Sorry. But it airs on Netflix now. Season one's on Netflix. I really like it a lot. But yeah, I watched Sisters. I don't know. I've done
Sisters
on Netflix. It's about this guy at a fertility clinic. He's old. He's like on his deathbed, and he writes a letter admitting
that he's the dad.
That he was the dad for like 5 years.
Oh,
like he had been just impregnating his sperm into people's.
Wow. Like was that best on a? Was that based on a true story?
I don't know if it is. And so like they do this like. These two people who were friends, but like this one lawyer. So there's the main character who's the daughter of the guy, like his daughter. And then she has an ex sort of friend.
Right.
Because her ex friend kind of took her boyfriend and they got married.
Oh.
But their like marriage is like on the rocks as this thing starts.
Yeah.
Turns out that they're sisters.
Oh, shit.
And.
Gasp.
And then they start meeting other sisters, and then they have like this. They have this big, they have this like big party.
Okay.
They're trying to get everyone who thinks they're related in there, and there's only like 5 women in it.
Oh, okay.
The rest are like the others, like 30, 40 people. Oh, and the main character on the first episode,
yeah.
It turned out the guy she met on Tinder.
Mm-hmm. Oh shit,
the brother.
Gross.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that was the thing. Like she was super pissed about it. Was like, you fucking, you don't tell it.
Yeah.
You didn't tell people this.
Oh.
She's like, I thought I would wait till you were sexually active. And she's like, 32.
With your brother.
She's like 32. Like you wait till like you were gonna get married.
Oh my goodness. That's okay. So
episode.
Many new fears for a person to have. Like,
yeah.
I don't think I will ever go to a sperm bank.
Mm-hmm.
I've talked.
But here's now a new concern. If I ever were to go, I would probably have to request that whoever the guy, the donor was, that he'd have to be there and just hand it off.
There you
because
go.
It could be the creepy dude
that's
in the
saying.
Office just
from one person to the next.
Switching it out.
I've talked about my.
Man,
my
like
cousin.
A relay race. What?
My cousin is was a
test tube baby.
Adopted.
Oh, okay.
Like, I mean, she's my biological cousin.
Mm-hmm.
The one who went to Comic-Con?
Yes.
She looks just like you.
Yeah, but she, we're related, biologically related. I just discovered her.
Oh shit!
3 years ago.
Wow.
She was adopted.
Mm-hmm.
She was living in Issaquah.
Mm-hmm.
It was a closed adoption, so they didn't know until she said.
I'd like to know.
Like, I want to find out who my mom is.
So crazy.
Then so then we got, she found, you know, so they got connected. So I found out, so I think it was 3 years ago. She's the exact same age as my wife. Right?
Holy shit.
Yes. And I was, when I found out, like, I was mad because we get along great.
Yeah.
Get along great.
How
had I met
her, what that should have been.
I don't know.
Wow.
I mean, I'm not her type.
That's what
I'm not a physically fit model. That's her type. But
okay, this is hilarious.
That
would
have been.
But I was like, you know, my family that knew, the parts that knew,
ooh.
When I got divorced, they probably should have said, hey, Silas, just so you know, somebody was adopted. Even if they had not said the name of the person.
Right.
I think they didn't even know the name, actually. But they should have let me know because what's funny is she said whenever she went on a date with somebody, she would ask them, have you, is anyone in your family ever been adopted?
Oh,
because I'm an adopted kid, so I need to know.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking,
wow.
So I would have said no if anyone ever asked me that question, right?
Because
nobody told me.
Dude, that's like.
But I just think, like, this could happen to other people, too. Like, you need
scary.
To let people know who are single.
Holy shit.
Men, women, you're
so
single.
Scary.
If there's been an adoption in your family,
yeah.
You need to tell people when they get to, like, high school.
Let me ask
you
this. What would you do if Gretchen was your cousin and you found out,
now?
Now, that'd be really odd.
Yeah.
And hopefully it'd be like far enough removed. Because I was just about to say that's a perk of interracial dating.
Right.
It's like, you look different enough from me.
Exactly.
This is
that we shouldn't
safe.
Have like.
I already look like the black sheep in my family. Like
yeah.
Family photos. I'm the one dark kid.
Well, isn't the like family. Royal family like all kind of inbred kind
of? Not anymore.
Not anymore. Yeah, that's right. Get it,
Meghan Markle.
Spreading
that out.
That's right.
Let me. I wanted to ask you one thing about Netflix. Do you guys ever feel overwhelmed by just the amount of content?
Yes.
Yeah. Like, I wish that they would come up with something like.
Can you give me less options?
Well, not even less options. Just like,
and I wish could you air everything just at one day a week.
I mean, it is nice, right? It's nice to be able to marathon watch things, but there's something nice about looking forward to watching something at a specific time.
I will say that's what I like about HBO because it's the best. It's, you get both worlds because they have all the old ones that you can just watch.
After this,
for
maybe.
Sure.
Thank you. I mean, that's not ethical. That's not ethical.
For all the HBO execs. HBO execs listening to the show.
Yeah.
I would never do that.
I know that you guys are going to want to pick this up.
I would never ask. Never. I'm just thinking of HBO again, like Westworld. I'm not caught up in what else is out.
I need to see season two. Do you like Ballers?
I haven't seen it.
I've never seen Ballers.
Fuck.
I heard
Dude,
it's good.
You would love Ballers.
I worked with that guy, Orlando, whatever, from the show. No, Orlando Brown or something like that. But
I don't know which one he is.
My favorite shows on HBO are like Bill Maher and what's his name?
Oh, John Oliver.
John Oliver.
Yeah.
On
the regular. Yeah.
One,
so my wife doesn't really like that much scripted television. Mm-hmm.
Oh, and Game of Thrones. Sorry. I was like, I gotta keep watching
Damn,
that.
Damn, I haven't even. I've only seen one episode.
You're lame.
I know. Everybody hates me because of that shit. I'm like, all right.
I mean, Game of Thrones, the thing is, I didn't
wait
watch
a second. Wait, I'm so sorry. I'm just wondering now. I keep cutting you off, but I'm like wondering now, like the ratio of white people to black people. How many black people are watching Game of Thrones? Because like,
that's a good point.
It's picked up
because we're both like, what? You haven't watched it
in the fantasy world. I mean, it's
I'm gonna call my mom and ask.
There's plenty of blurs.
Ask your mom and ask your mom if she's seen White's Nation.
Not young enough people on there for her.
What?
They're not young enough for her.
Oh, does your mom love watching like shows with teenagers and stuff?
No, she just likes
she's
men.
She's like young men.
Because has she seen Riverdale?
Oh.
No,
Riverdale is so good. So it's on Netflix.
Uh-huh.
It's basic.
Well, it's not a Netflix show. It's a regular TV show.
Oh.
Okay.
It's like on WB.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Well,
whatever. CW.
Oh, yeah,
CW. That makes it. They're beautiful young people.
Yeah.
Right.
They look like us is what I'm trying to say.
Let's take a classic show full of ugly people. They're all pretty. It's on the CW.
No. It's
hey, here's a bunch of prisoners. They crash onto Earth, but they're gorgeous. CW.
Yeah, right?
CW, obviously.
So it's like, but basically, it's. Did you ever read the Archie comic books when you were a kid?
A little bit.
Yeah, so it's kind of based off of that.
Okay, that's cool.
Ugly kind Betty of. Should be on CW, because she ain't ugly.
Right now, yeah, not in the least
so,
bit.
So, like, just put her on CW.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys ever seen this great show? It's called Dawson's Creek.
It's on, like, I honestly think I only saw, like, a few episodes of it.
You know what? The show I used to watch back in the day was Gilmore Girls. I don't know why I got into that.
It was
a
really good
show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gilmore Girls made me a lot of money.
Did it really?
Yeah. When I had an online store,
mm-hmm.
and I was just starting to pay for advertising, and I was advertising on Yahoo, through Yahoo's
mm-hmm.
search engine, and I watched an episode of Gilmore Girls, and they said, "What? That's I'll Google that. Let's Google that." And I was like, "I'd never heard someone
Google
say
something.
A search engine on a TV show before."
Oh, okay.
And I said, "Oh, I should advertise with them." And overnight,
wow,
everything changed.
No shit.
Yeah,
ton of money. Huh?
Because it just started getting sales in because it was Google's where I should be advertising.
Oh,
so
shit.
There
you go.
Because of Gilmore Girls, started
wow,
my,
way to go.
Got my business off the ground.
Shit.
Yeah.
Now look at you.
I stopped watching the show, but
multi-million-dollar real estate
whatever
broker. I'm just kidding.
Look at that.
Billionaire.
Real estate celebrity.
I don't think that you guys can see this, but his paper cup is actually gold plated.
Like my hero Trump.
There you go.
I keep wanting to say, like, I don't know how to phrase it. But I want to say, like, I'm a celebrity real estate agent.
Yes.
Not that I work with celebrities, but that I am a celebrity.
Uh-huh. Oh, there you go.
But I don't know how to say that. If it's celebrity real estate agent, it sounds like you're
award-winning director, celebrity real estate agent.
Award-winning.
You should go on HGTV with that shit.
Why? I got to be on. I mean, Sir Mix-a-Lot's got a show.
That's what I'm saying. Why can't you get
Vanilla X has a show.
I love HGTV.
It's so good, isn't it? It's like House Hunters and fucking Flipper Flop and
Property Brothers.
Property Brothers.
This is, I mean, I realize that this is so hacky and everything, but it does
when I look at the names of the channels and the things that they show on the channels, like history or arts and entertainment.
Right.
Or Bravo.
Right.
Like the shit that's on these shows.
Like History Channel, Ancient Aliens.
Yeah.
I mean, Gorgeous on the CW.
They used to actually be interesting shows on there. They were historical shows.
Just trying to fill up slots.
I just don't get it.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the Science Network.
Yeah.
There's a Science Network, and you'd think it would just be all documentaries on science.
No.
And it's not.
Yeah.
They're like, hey puppies for an hour.
Exactly. Hey, we're hunting alligators today.
Hunting, yeah. You can hunt everything.
Yeah.
There's a channel about hunting everything. I watch these shows, and I'm like, how do I not have a show?
Yeah.
How do we not have a show?
Let's
just pitch
something.
Yeah.
Just pitch.
Let's get that show. Pitch
it to a million find people. These pitchers.
Yeah.
Pitch people.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll just write a
pitch to.
Just like, we'll throw it out.
Try every Uber I drive. There I try to pitch a show to them.
You got
to
be in L.A. I
haven't got an exec yet.
You got to be in L.A. or New York and be like, hey, I got this show. And
the guy's like, I work at Starbucks. I'm like,
well,
yeah, but seriously, this is a good show.
Well,
right?
Tell somebody at Starbucks.
Tell someone at Starbucks.
Tell
a friend to tell a friend. This idea. Gosh. So, you know what? It's really awkward.
Yeah.
We just got to do it.
Yeah.
It's kind of awkward.
Let's do it.
Transition.
Yeah.
So Manny's been off the show.
Yeah.
Oh.
For a few weeks
here. Last time it was because he was doing comedy.
Yeah.
Getting ready for network
cocaine. Television. No, I'm just kidding.
And
but this time was
this tragedy, baby.
Tragedy.
Wait,
comedy
no.
and tragedy.
Oh no. So so my dad ended up passing away probably like how many? Like two weeks ago? Three weeks? I don't even know. But it's so here's the thing. I love my dad. I love him to death. But he was like I feel like my dad died probably like I was expecting that call for the last 20 years. You know what I mean? And like he was a bit of an alcoholic and he wasn't taking care of himself. And like eventually just like we got him to the ER like three times, but he just kept drinking. And it's like your body can only take so much. Right. And it's I don't know. It's a weird place to be because I haven't cried. I haven't like broken down. I don't know if I've really
still
dealt with it. Still haven't
even
cried.
At the funeral.
No.
Oh wow!
I was cracking jokes in the like at the funeral home. I was like, "Could we just get a to-go box or put him in like a in a Folgers can?" You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure I'll deal with it at some point. Like,
oh, it's gonna happen. You're gonna be.
Oh
on
yeah,
stage.
Totally. I'm gonna be on stage. I was, you know, I'm still doing jokes about him on stage, and I'm like, my dad gives the best worst advice. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Talking about all the shit that he said, but it's like, I don't know.
One day you're gonna switch it to. My dad used to, and you're like, oh, my God, it's all the feelings.
It was so funny because I was fucking around at work, and people were like, hey, you know this project that was due like 2 months ago? Were you ever able to do it? I was like, I would have, but my dad had passed away, so I don't know if you guys knew about that. They were like, Manny, that was before.
Oh, man.
But it's like, part of me is like, I don't know. It's different, I think, when you have a faith, because you talked about how much it scares you. Like, death scares you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it's like, for me, I don't know. Just hearing all these stories of afterlife, all the shit that's happened to me in my life, that's like, I don't know how that could happen if there wasn't something greater than me. I feel content. I'm like, he's not suffering anymore. He's in a better place. And
are you sure?
Or he could be smiling up at us. No, I'm just kidding.
Silas.
Silas
is like, let me take away your peace.
Watch him just
where
he's
suffering.
He was just
maybe he thinks he's in the good place.
Maybe.
But it's not really.
Oh, there you go.
That's
such
a TV
good
show,
show
too. Yeah.
Such a good show. But, you know, it's, I don't know, for some reason, I think that he's doing well. He's doing way better than what he was.
Mm-hmm.
Let himself go. Just wasn't taking care of himself. And, yeah, I don't know. It's a comforting feeling to know that, like, that he's all right. I feel like he's all right. You know what I mean? Like,
did he have life insurance?
No, I had to pay all that shit.
Oh.
So, but it wasn't too expensive. I think cremation was like $1,000.
Was he married again?
Yeah. So he was married. His lady lives in Tacoma. So we go back and forth and I try to call her and visit her, you know, but it's like,
see, and this stuff's hitting me. What's hitting me about like responsibilities. Like
we sat down about
life insurance,
just in case.
I have three kids,
yeah,
you know, and now that I am the breadwinner,
right.
You know, it was one thing when I was the breadwinner and it was like, I mean, it was just my 11-year-old.
Yeah.
I knew she still, cause she would go to her mom automatically.
Right.
She goes to her mom automatically if something happened.
Right.
So I never felt like Gretchen wouldn't have a burden.
Right.
But now that we have
two
kids together.
Yeah.
Two extras. Two bonus children.
Kids.
I'm like, yeah, I can't let her. Cause, and she would never. you know, as we're looking at house purchasing, she wouldn't be able to afford payments on her own. So,
yeah,
with her job and plus two kids, they would have to go into daycare full time.
Right.
So this is going to have, they'll have to get,
yeah,
the house has to get paid off or something.
Right.
Just in case. I mean, I'm an outliver, but to be safe so she feels secure.
Right, right.
I'll need to give some money away every month.
Well, the interesting thing is, so if you guys both got insurance.
Oh, wait, hold on. Yeah.
Like, so that's like $100 a month. And you just keep throwing it at this thing, and then if it never happens.
Hers is cheap because she's so young.
Oh, okay,
that's
okay.
Right.
So there you go. but, I mean, yeah, I mean, I think it's worth it. You leave your family in a good spot. They can pay off stuff. My mom is like, just know when I go that this insurance policy will take care of you. I'm like, oh, shit, way to go, Tease. You know what I mean? So
eat some bacon.
Yeah. But I don't know. It's death is weird. I mean, when you lose a parent, I mean, I think I'd be a wreck if it was my mom, you know, because we're like this. But
yeah,
me and my dad had this like tumultuous like kind of relationship. I think I told you about it.
He left.
Yeah. When I was like, I moved up here when I was 15 to live with him and his girlfriend. And then when I was 17, like, I saw them sort of like slowly breaking up. I'm like, oh, shit, I'm graduating. Me and dad are going to have this amazing summer, just bitches in and out of the house. We got our own apartment. And then all of a sudden, he like bounces, and I'm like, and he moves in with the other girl. And I'm like, so am I like coming like later, or how do we work this thing out? And he's like, no, you're good, man. You got all this, you know, school stuff. Sandy's going to take care of him. I'm like, All right. This is kind of weird,
yes,
but you know,
it's very weird.
Yeah. So I lived with this. I knew her since I was like 10 or 11.
Uh-huh.
But it was like this motherfucker just left me.
That is cold.
Yeah, that was cold blooded. You know what
girlfriend.
I mean? And in his mind, I'm sure he justified it. You know what I mean? So not only was there that, but then I was like a few years ago, I was like, okay, we're gonna squash this. You know, right before I get married, I'm like, come meet my wife. We'll do dinner. He's like, all right, that sounds good, man. Let's do that. So we'll drive down there. And like the day of that I'm supposed to drive down there, he's like, oh, I can't. He's like, we're moving to Colorado. I'm like, this motherfucker. I was like,
wait,
the one time to meet my wife.
Did he move to Colorado?
He moved to Colorado, and then they came back.
Oh.
So they came back like last year. And then that's when I saw him. And here's the craziest shit about it was like, I hadn't seen him in years. And he looked like, I don't know. He looked like I'm trying to think. Somebody
like he should get an HBO special?
Well, totally. Like he had this crazy gray beard. He always kept himself. He was very vain. Like back in the day, just a pretty motherfucker, right?
Yeah.
But then he had this gray long hair. And the only reason I came over is because his girlfriend was like, you got to come over. He's not doing well. Like he needs to get to the hospital. And I look at this motherfucker and he doesn't recognize me. And he's like, oh, shit, bud, good to see you. And I'm like, you know, part of me is still mad in my mind.
Yeah.
But then I look at his feet. His feet were gray. It looked like he was wearing UGG boots. And I was like, this doesn't look good. I was like, we're going to the hospital. He's like, I'm not going to the hospital. I'm like, get the fuck up and let's go to the hospital. So I'm sitting here like we're fighting. Get my mom on the phone and get my sister on the phone. And like I'm just like swearing at him. I'm like, because you got to get up off your fucking ass and do something about it because you have a chance. You know, because his sisters had passed away from cancer.
Yeah.
And I think he's always been afraid of hospitals. But he's sitting there and my mom's like, I can't even tell which one of you is talking because we have the same voice. And he's like, Tease, I can't believe he is talking to me like this. Can you hear this shit? He is talking to me all kinds of crazy. I'm like, you better be glad somebody's talking to your fucking ass like this. So I get him to the hospital the first time, and he says, thank you for saving my life. And then I get him to the hospital the second time a few months later. He's like, thanks again for saving my life. And then I told his girlfriend, I was like, something's got to change. I was like,
yeah,
he has to have a better diet. He has to have better, like, food. Can't drink anymore. But it was like that was the one thing when you're – like you notice at the memorial – all of his friends were alcoholics. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you
wasn't in
a good environment or support system. So, I mean, it's like we all have our vices, you know. But he went out. It's so funny. His favorite thing to do was barbecue and drink, right? And yeah, totally, right? And where did he die? Outside of the barbecue with a drink in his hand. Fucking hilarious. My mom was like, his ass would go that way.
Is it like a heart attack?
Yeah, I think so. I think his heart just gave out. That was what, I guess, led to the feet. Was that his heart was at like 60% capacity. But he had a chance to walk it back, but just never did. You can't. He hadn't worked for like the last 10 years and sat in the same place and just drank.
How did he make a living?
Well, she took care of him. So
the
it's
wife?
Like, yeah. So I was like, wow, you really are black. But here's the thing. It's like, if you don't have a purpose in life, I truly believe like after you retire, like you have to do something. Like I'll be at Walmart just greeting people 2 days a week if
yeah.
I have to. You have to have a purpose or else you just croak.
You totally.
Yeah.
Like I've only been back for a couple days.
Yeah.
I mean, not to make this about me, but like I've only been back for, I'm going, I feel crazy because I don't have, like, you guys are like, you want a podcast? I'm like, thank God. It's been 3 days. And I'm like, I'm going crazy. I have to do something. I've been doing stuff, but you know, it's like,
I didn't have a job for 2 weeks. Like, and the craziest shit was, I got a new job, but
congratulations.
Thank you. So it's at a new bank, but the old bank, when you put in your 2 weeks at a different bank, they're like, you just got to go because we don't want you taking clients, right? So 2 weeks of like paid whatever. And I'm like, oh, fuck, I'll just sit around and do nothing. This is going to be awesome. But then my police record came back and they were like, oh, we got to check this out. So I'm like, oh, fuck, I don't have any job.
What?
And then like, because it was all like, it was a stupid little like, okay, I'll tell you the story.
It was an arrest.
It was an arrest.
But it was no conviction.
Well, I went to court and did the deferral where it's like you do community service.
Yeah, it's such dismissed. A heavy crime that could defer it.
Yeah, know? Exactly. So
Trump's going to do that.
Yeah.
Can I defer this election fraud?
Yeah. So, jeez. I mean, that was a big thing. Oh, so, anyways, I was stressed out. I was like, I don't have either job. And then Crystal was like, I might be pregnant. And I was like, wow, I'm going to be a deadbeat dad with no job. She's taking care of everything. But it ended up working out. So, I started on Monday. But
great. Congrats. And are you having a kid?
No kid. No kid yet. Yeah. So, we were like freaked out. Like,
this is a weird announcement. I know. I'm like, oh, Crystal, by the way, I announced
it. I know. So, we're right. Pregnant. Yeah, I know. So, we were like, whew.
But yeah,
she wants to get. I guess she's interviewing for a job at Amazon. I'm like, I don't know if you want to do that.
Right.
It just seems stressful. I mean,
what does she do?
So right now she's managing a boutique down in Seattle. It's decent. I mean, it makes money, but she wants to do something that has steadier hours. I'm like, I don't know if Amazon has steady hours. It sounds like they work their people to death.
Really? For any?
Depends on your position.
Like, that's true.
Yeah. Which position have you heard they work their
people to death? It's something like.
What a question. Quiet? What a question. Which position?
Which one works to death?
No. I'm applying.
They got a lazy position?
You guys, right. I'm applying for so many things right now.
Yeah.
Outside of the restaurant industry.
Yeah.
You know what?
It was so scary. I turned down a like an old serving job yesterday and I almost had a panic attack because I was like, I promised myself I was going to take a break from serving. I promised myself that. Wait, I just said no and I don't know what I'm doing.
Right. Well, serving takes such a toll on your body, though.
It does. And like, you know, just this whole like thinking about getting older and mortality.
The power of no opens up a lot of doors. We know that from Louis C.K.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it blocks some doors, too. Oh,
I will tell you, though. Like, so Silas hit this point in his life where he was like, he was like, should I take this job? And you were like one of the first Uber Lyft drivers. And it gave him this unlimited freedom. And then from there, it just it like when he turned down some other job, right? Before
I
that.
I was Lyft driving for like a month and I turned down a full time job with benefits because I really liked what I was doing.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's crazy because he put the no out there in the universe and was like, no, I want better. Then he did the Lyft stuff and then went to real estate and doing probably some of the best times in his life.
I mean, yeah.
I saw that post that you put on Facebook.
I'd like to say finance. You know, I mean, I don't know what happens when there is nothing less conducive to creativity than stress.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hardship. So you go through something hard, you get great material about it.
Oh, yeah.
But if you're stressed about living, you can't create. It's hard to create anything.
Totally.
And so I've in the last, even though I've done a lot less comedy, I mean, with the kids, more because of the kids, and less because of the work, but I've done the least amount of comedy. But I've also been able to be the most creative, you know? I mean, I've got a film hope as soon as I get the damn coloring back.
Yeah.
It's a second short film.
Yay.
Done.
Nice.
Like, so cool.
I've been able to acquire stuff to do this. And to some degree, though, I feel like I'm the most creative I've been.
Oh, yeah.
Because of it. And it was because when I said no and I was determined and my life is turned around. Like, I don't know if I mentioned it on here, but like, I blocked something out of my head. Like that it said to Gretchen back in 2009,
right?
Mm-hmm. 2010, as I was trying to figure out how to wrap up my business that I was doing because it was not working anymore. And I was like, I didn't know how to get out of the house I was in because it was like, this house is going to be gone because it's going to foreclose.
Right.
You know, I was getting divorced. And were trying to sell it, and it was the mark. It was the during the crash,
right?
You know? So there was a time that I was trying to figure out, could I just sleep in my car for like a couple months and like, well, what would I do with Sierra? Like, maybe I could just have her over at my brother's for those weeks, and then I'd.
This is before you met Gretchen.
This was during meeting Gretchen.
Oh, okay, wow. Okay.
Like, I was contemplating, because she's had her own place, and yeah. I was like, I don't know where I'm going to live. I don't know what I'm going to do. Mm-hmm. I need a regular job. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll just live in my car for a little bit. I don't know. Maybe I was trying to get her to say, no, come with me. I don't think I was, but because she had roommates and stuff.
Yeah.
But so I was contemplating that. And now it's not even a remote worry. You know, like, and now I'm looking to buying a new house.
Yay. Right.
It's just awesome. My life has turned around, and I feel so, I mean, blessed for no better word, because I don't know what else to do for, you know, I don't know what an atheist says when you feel blessed.
You're an atheist?
Agnostic, but, you know, whatever. I don't care.
I don't want to cut you off.
Yeah, okay.
But I totally did. I find it so interesting how many of my very closest friends are atheist and agnostic.
Yeah.
Because I'm not. I'm definitely spiritual. Same but here. Like so many of my closest friends are. And I'm always surprised.
You're in California, of course you're spiritual.
Yeah, right.
Just, I'm spiritual.
Oh, no, but I was spiritual before moving to California. That's a whole other discussion.
Yeah, yeah.
Totally.
But like, we definitely need to revisit this.
Yeah.
But it's, I just feel so, I have an abundant, like, thinking in an abundance mindset.
You can still be blessed.
You know? Yeah.
You can still be blessed.
There's a lot of great things happening.
Yeah.
And if I just win the lottery tonight, I think
you got to do it incognito.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what? I'm going to need to go get a fake ID.
Yes.
Okay.
Ooh, there you go.
Yeah, and you're going to have to, I'm going to have to get some offshore bank account. Oh, I mean, basically, you got to figure out how you're going to live after you win.
Could you go to Australia and live?
I think we're.
You'd probably go anywhere. I guess
our time's up. I think that we have to go figure out what we're going to do tonight.
Well, yeah.
After we win, how we're going to live this life.
Yeah.
Time's up.
Yeah, well, good luck to everybody tonight if you are playing the lotto.
Playing the lotto, hopefully you win. Hopefully you don't win. I want to fucking win.
Yeah, but if we don't win, we hope that you win and you sponsor us.
If
and you fund
one
our
of
movies.
Us doesn't win,
yes.
I hope you do.
Yeah.
But I really would rather win instead of you.
Yes.
I would be all right with if you won and gave me a nice meal.
Yeah.
No strings attached.
No strings attached. Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much, nice person who's doing that.
Support Samantha Run and all of her actress stuff. And
I'll put you in a movie.
There you go.
I'm an award-winning director.
Yes,
that's
he is.
Right.
So, all right. Black and a half?
Black and a half.
Black and a half.
Stand by to receive our transmission. Stand by to receive our transmission. Live long and prosper.